Good morning, Rabbosai. Welcome to our Sunday morning Halacha Shiur. We're Be'ez Hashem learning Shulchan Aruch Evan Ha'ezer Simen Hey. We're up to Sif Yud Beis. And the discussion that we're speaking about now is Sirus, neutering, both human beings as well as animals, both discussing men and women. What are the parameters? And we learned clearly that there's an Issa D'Oraisa to be Misares a person and be Misares an animal. And we also learned that that Issa D'Oraisa applies on a D'Oraisa level, to men. To women, it's more of a question. But what we're going to talk about today is not a surgery that would be Messias, that would neuter or that would sterilize a person, but what about some kind of chemical that would cause a person or medicine, what they call in the time of Chazal, a kos shel ikarin, a drink that would sterilize. Is that going to be mutter? So the Gemara that we mentioned last week, Shabbos Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, Kuf Yud Amud Beis, talked about a certain sickness and says that for this sickness, if you drink certain medicines, you could solve that sickness. If you drink the medicines with beer, the only thing is there's going to be an unintended side effect of sterilization. The person will become an akar or an akara, or a woman will become an akar. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean by thought you're not allowed to use, you're not allowed to sterilize a human being? The Gemara answers all the way on the bottom, which we're not going to go through. This heter, where you could drink a kol shel ikarin, where a person will become sterilized, is be'isha. So that which is prohibited is to give a man such a drink, because a man is obligated in purvu. But a woman who's not obligated in purvu, if she wants to, again, not to actively do any surgery, surgical procedure, but to just drink a potion or to take some medication that would render her sterile, a woman would be permitted to do so. That seems to be what the Gemara says. Now let's see what the Rishonim say about a woman who would want to sterilize herself, or who doesn't want to sterilize herself but wants to take some medication, and the unintended consequence of that medication would be that she would become sterilized. So, well, the Ran quotes one of the Gaonim. I don't know if this is Rav Chai Gaon, because the way the Ran quotes is Kosev Rav Acha Mishabcha Gaon. Sounds like the name of one of the Gaonim, except it says B'shiltas Shalom, Hil Shiltas. So it sounds like it's one of the Shiltas. So I'm not sure. Oh wow, we welcome the Bergmans all the way from Eretz Yisrael. Thank you for joining us. Nice to have you, but please drive carefully. Okay, so says this Gaon, again, I'm assuming it's Rav Chai Gaon, it's in the Shiltas. He says the following. Let me ask you a thinking question before we see what he says. We know that, let's talk about Shabbos. You open up a refrigerator door, and the light was left on. So light goes on. Was that what you intended to do? No. We'll call it a psikresha. You intended to get the tomato juice, to get the orange juice, and lo and behold, an unintended consequence ended up that the light turned on. So how would we apply that same rule to taking a medication for some other thing? Let's say you take an acne medication. Somebody takes a migraine medication, some other kind of medication, and it causes sterility. Presumably, we could say that that's an unintended consequence. It's a psikresha. So what's the halacha about a psikresha? Are you allowed to do a psikresha? Can I do A, if it's gonna, which is a dvar mutter, if it's going to definitely cause something else that's going to be an iser? Could I take a medicine, which is mutter to take an acne medicine, a migraine medicine, whatever kind of medicine, a fungus medicine, antibiotic medication, when there will be an unintended consequence that will sterilize myself? Would that be mutter? So here the Shiltas says the following. He says, Asur lemishti samada karta. You can't take he's talking about men over here. He says you can't take a medication that will sterilize you. You can't take a kos shel ikarin. What do you mean? What if it's not intended? What if you're taking it as a medication for some other malady and it's going to cause, also as a side effect, sterilization? We know that Rav Shimon's sheet is that if you do davar shein miskaven, if something happens by mistake unintendedly, that it becomes mutter. Says the Gemara, says the Shilta is something fabulous. He says, when do we pass like Reb Shimon, Davar Shein Miskaven is mutter? When do we have this leniency that a davar she'eino miskaven is mutter? Let me give you a very good example. When you go to a shul, a catering hall, and you take those paper towels, after you wash your hands in the sink, you did netilas adayim, you take those paper towels from the paper towel dispenser. When the paper towel dispenser is full, often what happens is when you pull the paper towel, it rips. That's koreya. Is that asur or is that mutter? Do you have to take it out ever so carefully to make sure that you're pulling it gently so it doesn't rip? Well, the halacha is that that's called a davar she'eino miskaven. You're intending to do what? To take a paper towel to dry your hand. You're not intending to rip. Is it going to rip? It may rip. It may not rip. So when you're doing something, A, that's unintended to be, and not only is it unintended, but may or may not happen, it may or may not rip, that is mutter lechatchila on Shabbos. Mutter lechatchila on Shabbos. What's that, Avi? No. Don't say those words. Leave that out. Nothing to do with the Nichole. Absolutely not. Incorrect. You're doing action A, which is taking out paper towels to dry your hands. The unintended thing is that it rips. And even in the terms of the ripping, it may rip, it may not rip. That's a davar she'eino miskaven, mutter lechatchila. Mutter lechatchila on Shabbos. If it will definitely rip, which is not usually the case, if it will definitely rip, that would be asur. That would be a psik resha. But a davar she'eino miskaven is when it may or may, the unintended consequence, B, the other thing that's being caused, may or may not happen, and that is mutter lechatchila. Says the Ran, that's only on Shabbos. That kula that you have is only on Shabbos. Why? Because on Shabbos, the Torah says, Leches Machsheves. And therefore, only Meleches, if something is unintended and it may or may not happen, this doesn't have the severity of Meleches Machsheves, and it'll be a leniency on Shabbos. But if you would do that same act on a weekday, meaning, nothing to do with Chil Shabbos, let's say I take a medication because I want to get rid of my acne, or I want to get rid of my migraine, or I want to get rid of my, I don't know, toe infection. And it may or may not cause an issu d'oraisa of sterility. So that's going to be a case of, I did A, and it causes B. And even that which it causes B may or may not happen. In Shabbos, that would be mutter lechatchila. Says the Ran, when you do that on a not Shabbos halacha, for example, like the issur sirus, that would be Usr, because there's no heter of Meleches Machsheves. That's what the Ran says. In which case, according to the Ran, if you would take a medication and it causes sterility, even if it may or may not cause sterility, it would be Usr, because Shabbos is one thing that has a leniency, and halacha is not relating to Shabbos. For example, Sirus causing sterility is more Chum, we go like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rav Chaya Gaon says. Let's look what Tosus says about this. Tosus says, let's just jump to what Tosus says. Tosus says, I don't like what we just said. You think that we only have this leniency by Shabbos? That Shabbos, if you're pulling the tissues, and it may, which could cause ripping, but it may not definitely cause a rip, then it's mutter. That's only a leniency by Shabbos? Says Tosus, I disagree with you, Mr. Shiltos, Mr. Rav Achoy Gon or Rav Somebody Gon. Einir L'ri, D'b'chol ha-Torah kula kaimel under Rav Shimon T'shari. We paskin that if you do A and it causes B, an issur d'oraisa B, and B may or may not happen, it's mutter not only in Shabbos but all areas. And therefore, if I would drink if I would take some medication for my acne or my toenails or my infection, and it may or may not cause sterility, it should be mutter lechatchila, even for a man. Even for a man. The only thing is, it's only going to be if it's a davar she'eino miskaven, it may or may not cause the sterility. But if it's a psik reishahu, devadi istares, then it will be usr. So says Tosus, and this is going to be very important. Let's say we're talking about there are two kinds of medications. There's a medication that's for acne that has a side effect of sterility, and then there is a sterility medication. If you take a sterility medication That's going to be usser. That's what the Gemara says is usser. If a person is taking an acne medication, antibiotics, and the side effect is sterility, that would be a psik resha. If it definitely happens, it would be usser. If it may or may not happen as a side effect, this medication would be mutter. Now, until now, we have not mentioned the word, psik resha de lo nichale. And I purposely omitted it because we don't paskin. Psik resha de lo nichale is not the fact that it's lo nichale is not significant in any of the halachas that I mentioned. There is one opinion . Okay, excellent question. So what happens when you have a situation where they discover that a medication is good for something else? Well, the question is, why are you taking it? If you're taking this headache pill, not to get rid of your headache, but to be a morning after pill as an abortive pill, then you're taking it for the abortion. That's not going to be the unintended consequence. That's what you're doing directly, and that would be mutter. If you have a headache, it happens to be that you might be pregnant, but you take because you have a headache, and it's also going to abort the baby that you might have. She was up late last night doing something that maybe she shouldn't have been doing, and that's why she got a big headache today. So she now has to take this headache medication. She takes this pill. It's also going to abort, but that's not her intention. You have to be real about it. You can't play games. If that's not her intention, she just wants to get rid of her headache, and she takes this medication for headaches, and it happens to abort, that would be a psik resha. So that would be psik resha zara aser. If it may or may not happen, that it's the drabanan. So if you take a morning after pill that may or may not work, and your intent was to get rid of a headache, that would be mutter l'chatchila, Tosis says. The Shiltis says not, but the Batosis says that would be mutter l'chatchila. So Rabosai, let's leave the sugya of psik resha and go straight into, jump into the halacha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if somebody, we learned yet last week that you can't do a physical surgery to actually sterilize somebody. You can't do any kind of surgical procedure. What about taking a what we call kol shel ikarin, hamashke kol shel ikarin la'adam, olish arbali chayim, kidei l'sarso, right? Remember, we need, if you're going to drink it, or you're going to give it to somebody to drink, or you're going to even give it to an animal, in order to sterilize them, hareza aser. Okay? But ein lokan alav. It's a lower level iser than a surgical siris. If you would be misaris a man or an animal with surgery, you'd remove the testicles or cut something or whatever other possibilities we saw in the various ways that they used to castrate people in the olden times. That would be an iser d'oraisa that would carry malchus. Here, if you only drink something, that's indirect, and that doesn't get malchus. Now, does it mean that when we say that it doesn't get malchus, does that mean that it doesn't mean that it's mutter? A man can't drink this kosher likar, it's definitely aser. The question is it aser d'oraisa or is it aser d'rabbanan? That's going to be a discussion among the poskim. We're not going to get into that, but at least you don't get malchus. But it's aser. So we don't have much to talk about if a person is, for example, men don't really get in danger, aren't in danger if their wife becomes pregnant. It's the women who potentially could have life-threatening disease if they become pregnant. So we're not going to talk about a sakana. It's a sakana if men don't become pregnant. So there's no questions of sakana as far as, what happens if he's going to be in sakana if he gets pregnant? Men don't get pregnant, so we don't have that shaila. So if a man wants to sterilize himself by taking some kind of medication to sterilize himself, that will, let's say, kill all of his zera, for example. So that would be aser. No malchus. Does that mean it's only aser d'rabbanan? Is it aser d'oraisa? Just no malchus? Not for now. I don't know. Good question. Machlokas. But we're not going to get into that. What we want to focus on is a tremendous kula, is the next line. Paskin the Shulchan Aruch, like the conclusion of the Gemara that we saw earlier. V'isha, but a woman who's not obligated in Puruvu, Muteres, it's mutter l'chatchila lishtos ikarin k'dei l'sarsa, in order to sterilize herself, Kadesh lo tailor. So that means if a woman wants to take a medication that would sterilize her for the rest of her life, it is muta lechatchila. So obviously, if a woman wants to take a pill that would just, you know, sterilize her for the next, you know, 2 weeks or day or week or something, that should certainly be fine. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But here it says, even if she takes something that would sterilize her for the rest of her life, that would somehow mess up her her ability to develop, you know, to release eggs or follicles or to the fallopian tubes, it would just mess up her whole reproductive system, mutter to take a medication that would do that. So those are the two halakas. Men it's aser, question to Raisa Drabanan, women mutter lechatchila. And that's going to be very important. And we're not even talking here if there's a medical necessity for the woman to not become pregnant. Sometimes you have cases, for example, women who do not have diabetes can sometimes develop gestational diabetes, which means they get diabetes only when they're pregnant. Diabetes, under certain circumstances, could be life-threatening. So let's say you have a young woman who's relatively healthy, doesn't have diabetes, but she has something called gestational diabetes. And the doctor says, if you become pregnant, you put yourself at a high risk of, God forbid, a life-threatening diabetes, only if you become pregnant. Or any other situation where a woman becoming pregnant could risk her life. So, I mean, even if there's no, you know, of course, if there's a risk of life, you could take protective measures. Here we're saying, but it's mutal chatchila, even without a risk of life, even without medical necessity, even without psychological duress, a woman is mutter to drink a kol shel ikaron and to sterilize herself medically, not surgically, but through medicine. Okay, that's the line of the Shulchan Aruch. Now let's just look at the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel is going to talk not about women, but about men. We said that men are not allowed to take this drink. Men, of course, have a mitzvah purvu, and they cannot sterilize themselves. Doraisa, and they'll get malchus if it's surgically, but even to take a medicine, it would still be aser. We're not sure, again, if it's doraisa or derabanan, but says the Beis Shmuel, what happens if the man only wants to drink this medicine for his acne or for an infection, and it's just an unintended consequence that it will cause sterility? Will that make it better? Paskins the Beis Shmuel, I'm sorry, that's a psik resha, that's going to be aser. Afilu shosa l'refua ve'ein miskaven li'osakar? He's taking it to get rid of his whatever other medical issue. And the side effect, when you look at the side effects, it says this will cause sterility, that's going to be aser if it's a psik resha. This is what Avi Yubin asked a few minutes ago. Don't we say that if it's a psikresha, it's mutter? A psikresha dlo nichle, if you don't want that unintended consequence, it's mutter? We don't really pass like that. That's why I rejected what Avi said. This is what the Beis Shmuel is assuming. We don't really pass like this. He says, even if you have a leniency when it comes to Shabbos, the psikresha here is, I take medication for acne and it causes an unintended consequence of sterilization. There's nothing to do with Shabbos. This is on a Tuesday. The heter of lo nichle, whatever leniency that lo nichle provides on Shabbos, you don't have that leniency by other Isurim. Fine. Now, next point. Let's leave the psik resha point alone. That's probably a little confusing to some of you. Let's go to the next point. What about a man who says, I have 16 children. I have 8 boys and 8 girls. I drive a minibus to drive when we go on vacation. Okay, enough is enough. 16, I think, I did my job, 16 is enough. Could I take this potion? I'm not going to, God forbid, you know, do any medical procedure surgically. Could I just drink this potion that will, you know, stop, that will sterilize myself at this point? I fulfilled Puravu L'Mahadrin, says the Shulchan, says the Beis Shmuel, and this, I believe, is not subject to any question. Afil hu kvar kiyem pru uravu. Even if you fulfill Puravu, that's not a heter for a man to be Messiah himself. It's usr. Again, whether it's Darabaran or Daraisa, drinking any medication that will, for the intent of sterilization is going to be usr. Even if it's a byproduct of a different medication, if it's a psychoreation, if it's definitely going to happen, it will still be usr. Not only that, vafilhu saris, even if this person is already, let's say, God forbid, a person had cancer, testicular cancer, and he had his testicles removed. So he's a sris. He can't have children, even if he wanted to. Yeah. Is he allowed to now drink this medication for sterilization? Why is he doing it? I don't know. But they told him it tastes really good. That would be still aser. Afilim hu sris aser. Which is, we learned this last week, that even a saris achar sris is aser for to do any surgery. You can't do a surgery after a surgery. Even if you're already a sris, you can't do another sterilizing a surgery. And here he's saying that even if a person's already sterile, you still can't take a medication to sterilize a person. That's aser. That's all by a man. What about a woman? Now let's talk about a woman. The Shulchan Aruch said that a woman is permitted to take a medication. Again, a woman is not allowed to have a medical procedure, a surgical procedure, but a woman is allowed to take a medical medicine to sterilize her. That's a leniency. Comes the Beis Shmuel, after he gave us a bang to be machmir, that when it comes to man, it's usher for a man to drink this, even if he had purvu, even if he fulfilled purvu, even if he's already sris, two big chumras. Comes the Beis Shmuel and says, when it comes to a woman, that the Shulchan Aruch says, it's mutter for her to drink this? Look on the screen. Isha muteres mashma afil below tzar klal mutter. A woman is simply not in the mood to have children. She wants to travel. She wants to see the world. She wants to pursue her career. She doesn't like kids. She doesn't want to change diapers. She doesn't want to have to cook. She likes going out for dinner. All of these reasons are sufficient, according to the Shulchan Aruch, as explained by the Beis Shmuel, for a woman to say, I don't want to have kids. I don't have a mitzvah purvu. I want to sterilize myself. I'll live, you know, with men at whatever it is, I'll have whatever relationships I'll have, but I won't be able to bear children because I don't want to. Mutter l'chadchila. I feel below tzar klal. Even if she doesn't have any history, any problems having children, any medical issues, any pain, any excessive pregnancy pain, it's mutter. Hold on, please don't leave the shir right now because we're going to do a little bit of clarifying, but this is what the Beis Shmuel's leniency that is pretty much what the Shulchan Aruch is holding. He asks the Beis Shmuel, what do you mean? Didn't we say in the previous if that we learned last week that a woman, even though she's not obligated in Purvu, is not allowed to medically, surgically do Siris? Didn't we say that? Says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Beis Shmuel, yeah, Hainu Siris B'maisa. That's if it's an active Siris, meaning a surgical Siris, some kind of surgical procedure, which we assume would be usher for a woman. But if it's just to drink a cup of potion, to drink a medication that will be misaris her, that will sterilize her, mutu lechatchila. Okay. Now, hold that thought. We're going to see something fascinating. We said that a woman is mutu lechatchila to drink this medication. Can I ask you a question? Are you allowed to sterilize an animal? No, you're not allowed to sterilize an animal. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Pasuk in the Torah says that you're not allowed to, lo tasu kam, I don't remember the pasuk, lo tasu kamo, the pasuk says you're not allowed to sterilize a man, not allowed to sterilize an animal. Isn't this funny? It's more chomer to sterilize an animal than a woman. It's more chomer, it's aser d'oraisa to sterilize an animal than a woman? Es the chelkas mechokek. Isha muteres lishtos. A woman could drink this potion. Frek the chelkas mechokek. Yesh ledaktek. I wonder. Lomatia bebehema chamura meisha. Why is it more chamur for an animal than for a woman, human being, a woman? Says the chelkas mechokek. For isi besmag, the following. And this for the following summary. The smag summarizes the halachas of sirus as follows. Not of sirus, the halacha of drinking a medication, a medical sirus, not a surgical sirus, but a medical sterilization as follows. Hamashka kosheli kam la'adam kadeh l'sarso. If you give this drink, nekeva mutter, like we said, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, bizachar aser, that we know also. Vuhu hadin l'shar minim aser, and so to other species is aser, like a man. And obviously the question is, why in the world should other species be more chomer than a woman? You can't sterilize, you can't give this, excuse me, drink, You can't give you can't give this drink to a animal, but you could give this sterilizing drink to a woman. V'kasu b'be'ure morena Rav Isaac Stein al ha-smag. I don't know who Rav Isaac Stein, but apparently he has a commentary on the smag. Achelkos Mechokik is one of the early achronim. He probably lived in the 1600s, maybe the early 1700s, probably 1600s. So if he's quoting this person of Isaac Stein, or Isaac Stein is probably a very early, very, very, very early achron. I never heard of him. But it's nice to know that the last name Stein, the surname Stein, is 500 years, is close to 500 years old, at least 400 years old. I'm sorry, probably at least 350, if not 400 years old. Okay, and if you have... Really? Fascinating. Okay, that could be. Don't know. Okay, but what does he say? He says, when we say that an animal is not allowed to drink, you're not allowed to give this animal a drink to sterilize the animal, right? Animals, we often want to be, we also often want to castrate animals, or neuter them, or spay them. I mean, this is something that happens, this is the bread and butter of any veterinarian. The primary, the most common medical procedure that any veterinarian will ever do is castrating, neutering, or spaying one of those things to animals. If somebody has a cat, I mean, I've had this child numerous times from people in the neighborhood who have a cat and they want to have one cat. They don't want to have 12 cats or, you know, 25 cats. And cats could have litters of 5-7 babies. And in 2 years, you could have, you know, you have one cat. And 2 years later, if nature has its way, you could end up with 12-15 cats in your house in 2-3 years. So many Jews want to neuter or spay their cats. So says Rav Isaac Stein, the iser that we're speaking of by animals is only by male animals. Bezachar aser v'hu adin l'shar mina, meaning only by male animals. Why? Very simply, we make a gzeira d'rabanan. If it's aser to for a male human being to drink this sterilizing medication, it'll be usher to give this drink to an animal male a sterilizing medication. Mishum de gazrinan zachar, atu zachar de adam. Or maybe for a human being it's usher de araisa. So therefore, a male, it's de araisa. Maybe it's also de araisa for a male animal. Not sure. One of the two. But either way, male human beings are usher, either de araisa de rabbanan, like I said, we're not sure which it is. A male animal. Only a male animal will be aser either derabbanan or deraisa. Ah, but when we said that a woman is mutter, that means a woman is mutter, a human being woman, and so too female animals are mutter. So there's no situation, the whole question that we started with is, how could an animal be more chamer than a woman? The answer is, it's not. A male animal is like a male man, and there's aser, either deraisa or derabbanan, unclear. But a woman... for whom it's mutter, well, it's equally mutter for a female animal. So what's the right way to, how do you say, for a female cat? You say spay? Or no, a spay. I think to spay, help me with the English language. Where's my English people? To spay, thank you. To spay a female cat is mutter lechatchila, not physically. I don't know what the veterinarian does, but to give them medication... That will, again, I don't know what spaying is, what they do to the cat's body. But if it's just to give the cat a drink and sterilize the cat, the female cat, that's mutter l'chatchila, because it's mutter l'chatchila to do the same to a Jewish woman, to give her a drink, to give her a medication that will sterilize her. To do an act with biadayim, to do some kind of surgical intervention, that's going to be aser, at least rabbanan, both by women and certainly by female animals, by cats. So, again, a surgical spaying would indeed be aser. Okay. So, we're coming out, halacha lemaaseh rabbosai, with two kulas. The two kulas are women are allowed to take a medication to prevent themselves from becoming pregnant, and animals also, a female animal, can take a pill. Okay? So, if you want to know if you can give the pill to female animal? The answer is its mother. Okay. Could I ask you a very quick side question? Over the past month or two, we've learned a number of people are not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. For example, a mamzer. Lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem. We also learned that who else is not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael? We also learned, I forgot, who did we talk about a few weeks ago? Who can't have children. Right, a Ptsuadaka, a Krishavcha, who we learned somebody who's physically unable to have children is not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Let's say somebody took a medication for whatever reason, Beheter, Beisser, somebody took a medication and made themselves unable to have children, sterilized themselves. Are they allowed to marry a regular Jewish boy or a regular Jewish girl? Let me rephrase that. If they are a Jewish boy who took, we said a Jewish girl is allowed to take this medication, but a Jewish boy is not allowed to take a medication to sterilize himself, to kill his Zera, for example. If a boy, a Jewish boy did that, not because he had cancer, not because of, a Jewish boy took, didn't want to, you know, he wanted to lead a wild life and not be responsible for any consequences of the wild party life that he wants to lead, and therefore he chemically sterilized himself. He took some kind of chemical that will kill all of his Zera. He won't be molded anybody, he won't impregnate anybody, and now he becomes a Baal Tshuva, he wants to get married, comes to the rabbi and says, I'm sterilized. I know that a Kris Shavcha, a Ptsuadaka, who is unable to have children, is not allowed to marry a regular Jewish girl. I'm sterile because of the medication. Am I allowed to get married? Do I have a din of a kush shavcha and a ptsuadaka? Says the Pesachei Tshuva, a very important psah. Kosav birke Yosef, shasa kos ikarim v'nistares. If a man drank this medicine to sterilize himself and became sterile thereby, mutu lava bekahal. The iser of a ptsuadaka or a kashuvcha who can't be molded is only because he had something done to his genitalia to prevent him from being able to have children. There was some kind of cutting or procedure or surgery or knife involved. That thing that happened to a male's genitals that make him a ptsuadaka or a kashuvcha, that renders him asur lava bekahal. But if a man only drank some kind of medication that did the same, that cause the same conclusion, that cause the same result of becoming sterile, that's not going to make them also love a bakal. Fine. Right. No. Here they're a sris. Here they're a sris. One second. I need the shiur. So let's move on. I'm sorry. We're not going to consider a person who's naturally. Anyway, it's mutter. You're asking what's the havamina. The Havamina is that we know that biologically they are the same, they're sterilized just like a Ptsuadaka is and a Kushavcha is. We know that a Ptsuadaka and a Kushavcha is Asalav HaBakal, so maybe this person is also not able to have children, should be Asalav HaBakal. So basically she was saying no, that there's a difference between if it happened physically or if it happened medicinally. If it only happened medicinally, medically, then they are Mutulav HaBakal. Okay. Now, one side question, I think it might be obvious, but let's say you have a situation where a man, I don't know what the case that could be, maybe Dr. Jared could help me. What would be the case where a man has to take a medicine to sterilize himself, otherwise he would be in medical danger? When could there be a sakana that we'd say, like a woman, I understand, gestational diabetes, a woman, if you become pregnant, you're going to be in danger. When could we say to a man, Mr. Maybe, okay, let's talk about this case. I got it. It's a case that's a, okay, you have to take, for prostate cancer, thank you, you have to take this medication that will sterilize you. not you, but somebody said, we say to somebody, you have prostate, to them, they have prostate cancer, and they have to take sterilizing hormones. So are they going to allow to do that? It's going to sterilize themselves? It's going to sterilize them? Well, you and I know, obviously, for sakana, anything is permitted for sakana. And that point is, of course, articulated by the Pesachei Tshuva. Even though a man is not allowed to drink this medicine, but if it's a sakana, of course, he is allowed to drink it. That's pretty obvious. What about an animal? You hear this? We said a minute ago that a male animal, you're not allowed to give them this drink to sterilize them. But what if the animal has prostate cancer? So now you'd say, I should do an iser. It's usher for me to give this drink to an animal. Oh, the animal's in danger? Well, for an animal in danger, that doesn't mean that I should... because the animal's in danger, I should be permitted to be misaris it, to give it this drink? That's a more interesting question. Comes the Pesachei Tshuva says, Behemas Yisrael, Jewish animal, that doesn't mean the animal's Jewish, it means an animal that's owned by a Jew, of course you realize that, Shechol Siba Choli Misukan, it got prostate cancer. Velo Yesh La Trufa, and the only medication that could heal this animal is Rak B'Hashkosa Kosi Karin, to give it this feminizing hormone that will, you know, ruin its sterility. That will ruin its reproductive ability. So are you allowed to give this animal, violate an iser, and give the animal this medication to save the life of the animal? It's iser derabanan to give, it's at least an iser derabanan, maybe more, to give this medication to the animal, maybe an iser deraisa. Haramach, I don't remember who it stands for. I saw what it stands for, but I don't remember what it stands for. In the Tshuvas Beis Yehuda, Matil Yisrael Hashkosa. V'Rav HaMechaber Cholek. But the Beis Yehuda himself says it's Aser. And you have to have a guy feed the medicine to the animal. So again, if any of you have a dog that develops prostate cancer, and the veterinarian says, okay, he has prostate cancer, here's the pills or here's the medicines that you have to give your dog to heal your dog's prostate cancer. What you could do is, you could say, I'm sorry, doctor, I'm unable to feed my dog these pills because they're going to sterilize my dog, but I will have my non-Jewish cleaning lady, my non-Jewish dog groomer, or I'll ask you, the veterinarian, to please give these pills to my dog. But the Jew shouldn't. However, that's only true, as we have learned a few minutes ago, that's only if it's a male dog that developed this prostate cancer. But if there is a female animal that had some kind of illness that had to be given a sterilizing drug, we said that you're allowed to lechatchila feed a sterilizing drug both to human females or to animal females. So, of course, you could give this medication to the animal, because even to a human being you could give this such a medication. Rabosai, what we said over the past few minutes was of absolute utmost importance. We said, forget animals, put animals aside. We love animals, but let's talk about human beings now. We said that a woman is allowed to sterilize herself, not with surgery, but with any kind of medicine. So we basically said that the pill is permitted, right? The pill, which is not even sterilizing permanently, it's just a temporary fix for a woman not to become pregnant, you know, this week, this month. That should be mutar lechatchila. So does that mean that at any point in a woman's life, in a Jewish woman's life, at any point in her family career, in her, while she's single, while she's a young mother, and while she's, you know, again, she wants to pursue her career, she wants to go into politics, she wants to go into medicine, or any other career, and she wants to, you know, get children out of the way, either if she has a kid or two, or if she doesn't have any kids, is it really true what we said before? We said wild things before. We said that a woman could just decide not to have any children and just take this sterilizing, you know, take some kind of pill to sterilize herself? Is that really okay? That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. So here, halacha l'maisa gets a little bit more complicated because of two points. Number one, the Marshal says that there's a little bit of limitation. When do we know that women are not obligated to approve it. We know that... We know that women are not obligated to prove. Oh, one second, please. But still, says the Maharshal the following. Maharshal Savar, look what I have highlighted on the screen. De'eno mutal isha, ella b'yesh letzar leida. A woman who just doesn't want to have more children, that's not a heter to sterilize herself. If she's had very painful deliveries, or she's had terrible pregnancies, she's had tzar leida, then she's allowed to have this leniency to sterilize herself. Now look at the next line. It's going to wow you. V'kol shekein im ein baneha holche b'derech yishara v'yireya shalotar b'zerach kihai. She has kids that are gone off the derech. She has two older kids, and they went off the derech. She says, if this is the way that I guess, she blames herself for the environment that she's, whatever it is. She feels that because of this, I don't want to have more kids. Because, you know, let's say, you know, living in a certain generation, let's say living in communist Russia, okay? Living in communist Russia, you could be the best parent and the firmest, the most erlocha parent and the best child rearer. If you're living in communist Russia, 99% of the kids went off the world because they were non-religious. So you have a Jewish woman living in communist Russia. She has no tzar leida, she has no difficulty of pregnancy, but she says, I don't want to have children and bring them up to communism and to deny, you know, they won't know anything about Yiddishkeit, they won't do Torah and mitzvahs. Says Mashal, that's a good reason also. A woman living in communist Russia is allowed to say, I'm not going to be able to raise children to Torah mitzvahs. I'd rather just sterilize myself than to raise children who are not going to be showing me Torah mitzvahs. Wow. That's an incredible mashal. Again, you're going to tell me, well, the whole thing is mutar lechatchila for any woman, whatever she wants. So the mashal says, no, only there has to be some real reason. Rabosai, halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin in this? I think the typical consensus is like the Chasam Sofer. Let's learn the Chasam Sofer, who gives us very specific guidelines when a woman is allowed to sterilize herself. And this is the million-dollar question, one of the most important questions that any rabbi who deals with a community of newlyweds has to deal with, and really, in a little bit of a way, informs what the rabbi will have to tell the newlyweds who say, I want to take the pill, for the first few months of marriage. Because what we've been told, when we said that a woman could sterilize herself medically by taking medication or take the pill, we forgot a very important factor, which we'll see in a moment. Look at the Shiloh that was presented to the Chasam Sofer. In the blue, the Chasam Sofer is the blue. Isha hamitzta'eres b'hirayon v'leida. A woman has terrible tsar because of her pregnancy. I mean, obviously it's more than a normal. Every pregnancy is uncomfortable and, you know, nauseous at times, but a woman who has a real, you know, really bad nausea, or really bad, whatever, very difficult pregnancy, or her labor, you know, her deliveries are very, very, very painful, more than usual. Question is, Ishar Yola Lemishta Kosi Kar? She doesn't want to go through this again. Could she take, she doesn't, you know, in the same way the Gemara Nedarim tells us that sometimes when women give birth, they swear never to be with their husbands again. Well, afterwards she says, I don't want to have children again. I'll be with my husband, but I don't want to have children again. I want to take this medicine. However, the Sefer Atzei Arozim said, we're not going to go into the Sefer Atzei Arozim, what he said. I'll tell you what he says. One point that he says is a very interesting, he says that it's not so clear that a woman could just sterilize herself. You know why? What mitzvahs are women obligated in? Well, women have to keep. Well, they don't. What women are? What mitzvahs are women pturos in? Mitzvahs aseisha, zman, grama. Women are pturos, but mitzvahs lo sasei, they're chayavos. Women cannot steal. Women cannot eat treif. Women cannot wear shatnez. Women cannot do anything that a man cannot do. Except there are two exceptions. What does the Mishnah say in Kiddushin? The Mishnah says in Kiddushin. Look on the screen. Chutz mi bal tashchis u'bal takif. Women, men are not allowed to use a razor on their beard. Men are not allowed to cut off their payas, and women are allowed to do those two things. Women are allowed to be mashchis their zakan, and women are allowed to cut off their payas. Those are the two isurim d'oraisa that only apply to men and not women. Rabosei, he asks the Atzei Arozim, wait a second. What about Sirus? Sirus is an isur d'oraisa. How come the Mishnah doesn't say that there's a difference between men and women? It must be that women are not allowed to just randomly be misaris themselves. That women are not allowed to randomly chemically take some medication and make themselves unable, you know, sterilized. So because of this, the Chasam Sofer says, I'm going to limit a little bit this heter that a woman has to chemically sterilize herself. And what's going to come out is this following, is as follows. I hear, you want to give your answer to the Atzei HaRazim, fine, I hear that. It's a long Atzei HaRazim, I didn't even go through the whole thing, so I don't even know all the things that he says. I saw one, you know, one line, he makes his point, but he has another many paragraphs talking about the issue, and I didn't go through it, so I don't know what he says. But let's leave it at that. Let's see the psak of the Chasam Sofer, halacha l'maisa, rabosai. We're now going to do halacha l'maisa. What is a woman allowed to do to take medicines in order to sterilize herself? And presumably the same rules should theoretically apply to a pill. Isha shelo yolda adayin, a woman who has not had given birth yet. V'lo kima sheves, she didn't have one child. Lo tishta kos ikarin, is not permitted to, she can't claim that I have terrible pregnancies, I have terrible experiences, I have kids that don't, whatever. So she should not sterilize herself. She should not take a pill to sterilize herself. Imlo lahatzil meyarkon v'tzar leida, unless she has a specific medical reason why she wants to. I don't mean pikuach nefesh, I mean she's terrified. She's extraordinarily anxious, and she's terrified of becoming pregnant or of giving birth. I mean clinically anxious, not just everyone's anxious about, you know, any woman would be anxious about giving birth, but she's has terrible anxiety. And she's terrible anxiety about that would be whatever tzar lei that she anticipates there would be unusual to her more than in a normal circumstance. Fine. That's if she hasn't yet had children. Then you need this special leniency of tzar leida or something thereby, similar to that. But if a woman already had children, even one child, avam kvar kima kayemes, Sheves koldehu, if she already had any child, either a boy or a girl, just one child, Sharya afil below tzaira klau. She could take the pill, she could sterilize herself. You hear that? Halach l'maisa, once a woman has one child, she already did Shev, fulfilled the mitzvah d'rabbanan of Sheves, because remember, although women are not have don't have the mitzvah puravu, they do have the mitzvah d'rabbanan of Sheves, of having a child at least. Once she had a child, she fulfilled her din of having a child in the world, of Sheves, that din d'rabbanan, then she's a free woman, she could medically sterilize herself. However, everything that we just said is referring to a woman who does not have a man in her life. Because once she's married, there's a whole different equation that has to be addressed. Ach l'chora, says the Chasam Sofer, haino b'pnuya. Everything that we said before about a woman who has the right to sterilize herself is if she's single. She could do whatever she wants as long as she had one child. If she didn't have any children, then, you know, she has a mitzvah Sheves. She shouldn't be doing this unless she's scared of unusual pain. If she had a child, she did Sheves. So then she did Sheves. She's a free girl. She doesn't have any other obligations. But that's if she's a Pnuya. The husband doesn't go with the same rules as she does. Or, says the Chasam Sofer, fascinating point. Let's say you have a married woman 1,000 years ago before Rabbeinu Gershom. So a married woman, she has a baby. She says, I don't want to have any more babies anymore. No problem, the husband could say. I have a mitzvah approval. I'll just marry another wife, or two, or three. And before Rabbeinu Gershom, he could do that. Or he could say, no problem, you don't want to have more children? I'll divorce you and I'll find myself a wife who does want to have children. Which is fair. You can make that decision if you're married to me and you'd rather not have children than be married to me, because I do want to have children. So go ahead. You could lead a life without any children. Take your drink your kosher chili karin. I'll divorce you against your will because before Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom, and I'll marry a wife who could bear children for me. So that would work before Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom. But now that a man does not have the ability to divorce a wife against her will, now that a man, after Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon, does not have the ability to take multiple wives, whatever the woman decides is going to impact her husband also. And her husband does not have the same leniencies that the woman has, because the woman's husband does have a chiyuv to have children. And therefore, so when does a woman have the right to make this decision and to sterilize herself, either bipnuya, or a woman in the times that the Baal could marry another woman before Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, or could be Gaius or Baal Kocha, and then if he could always take another wife, or divorce her and take a different wife. But now, Rabosai, we have Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. So what about a married couple? The wife says, I don't want any more kids. The husband says, I need more kids. I have to do peruvu. Aval hashta hacha, te'ika Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. So I can't divorce my wife against her will. And I can't take a second wife to give me children. Im kain, look at this, Rabosai. Nowadays, halacha lemaisa, ein la rishus lishtos b'lo ratzon baila. You hear that? If the husband fulfilled peruvu, he has a boy and a girl, and he says, I also want to be able to travel. Sweetheart, we married each other because we want to love traveling. We wanted to travel together. I did what I had to do. I had a boy and a girl. Now I want to travel. And she says, yeah, I also want to travel. So she's allowed to drink this kosher likarna because it's mutter. And it doesn't impact him because he fulfilled his obligation of peruvu and he also wants to travel. So they're both on the same page. There's nothing holding her back. There's nothing holding them back from the woman drinking some kind of sterilizing potion. Of course, she can't get a surgical procedure. That's still aser. But in terms of drinking, taking some medication or the pill forever, which is pretty much the same, that would be mutter. Devadai, says the Chasam Sofer, Mishum la'erev al tanach yadecha, the din d'rabbona that says you should keep on having children, lo hutu lochem rabbeinu gesh. If a man says, you know, he has a boy and a girl, he says, but I want to have, you know, 10 boys, 10 children. And she says, I had enough. So could he divorce her against her will? No. Could he take another wife? No. Dim kain, kol hazakenus, fine, okay. So in other words, he's stuck. If the woman wants to sterilize herself after a boy and a girl, he's going to say, but I have a mitzvah d'rabbanan to have more children. So if they're on the same page, if the man also is willing to not have more children, he doesn't want to do that mitzvah of having more children as he gets older, they're both on the same page, then she has the right to drink this sterilizing potion, this medication. But if she wants, I'm sorry, but if he wants to have more children and she doesn't, you know, what right does she have to sterilize herself when he has a mitzvah d'rabbanan to have more children and he doesn't want to give that up? So she can't. So you can't violate that responsibility she has to the family. Okay. What happens, and this is very halach l'maisa, they can't agree. The man wants to have more children. And she doesn't want to have more children. They don't agree. They haven't come to a consensus. She doesn't want to have more children. But you know what? It's not that she just wants to travel or pursue a career. She had a really hard pregnancy. And she's scared of it. She was terribly nauseous for 6 months straight. She can't do it again. You're going to say you have to? You're married? V'im, concludes the Chasam Sofer, who ain't a rotzei l'garish? He doesn't want to be megarisher, right? Of course not. V'gam lo yitein la rishus, and he doesn't want to give her rishus to sterilize herself. Nearly, the ena, says the Chasam Sofer, ena mechuyeves litzar atzma mepnei shibuda mishum shibidas labal. She's meshubit to her Baal, but that shibud that she has to her Baal to enable him to have children is not something that should put her in a position of being in great pain. And therefore, if the Rav, they have to go to the Rav, and the Rav, if she describes to the Rav that pregnancy or birth, giving birth was very painful for, was exceedingly painful for her, just because she's meshubetis to her husband, that doesn't mean that she has to be meshubetis to her husband to the point that she has to endure pain. A meaningful pain. And it's He's out at work. He comes back at 9 o'clock at night. She had to, you know, get the kids to school, deal with all their homework, put them to bed, and he comes home, you know, all happy. He's like, of course I want to have more children. Right? Yes, so this... So again, I think the key word is, on some level, I hate to say this, but as the Chasam Sofer says, that it has to be considered tsar gadol lefi reus enei hamora. You know, it depends what the situation is. Sometimes you have a family that's raising a child with special needs that's incredibly draining, and the woman says, I can't have another kid. I can't have another kid. My life is so focused on taking care of this child with Down syndrome, with autism, whatever it is. Hashem Yishmerena. I can't take another kid. And he says, again, as you said, goes to work, he comes back happy, money's not an issue for him, whatever reason. And I want to have more kids. I want to have more kids. And she says, I can't do it. So her Sheba to her husband, again, once he fulfilled Puruvu, her Sheba to her husband doesn't obligate her to have more kids. And therefore she could say, I'm sorry, I'm going to take this pill, I'm going to sterilize myself medically. Again, through medicine, not through a procedure. And I know I'm a shubid to you, my dear husband, to enable you to have children, because obviously he can only have children if she bears them. But I can't go to this tzar gadol. Whatever the tzar gadol is, you have to evaluate what the tzar gadol is. And that's somewhat subjective. What is this tzar gadol? Okay. That is... Where did the Chasam Sofer get this idea of tzar gadol, by the way? When we saw the Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to finish with this point. This is the last point. When we saw the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, the Gemara, it just said women are allowed to do it, are allowed to, you know, chemically, medicinally sterilize themselves. We didn't see any need for Tzar Gadol. Where did he get this idea from? So I think it's from the following Gemara Yevamos. Gemara Yevamos tells us a story. Yehudis, the wife of Reb Chiya, havel etzah leida. She had a very difficult pregnancy or birth. So you know what she did? She was a smart woman, and she was a real character. She put on a costume, and she knocked on the door of her husband when her husband was taking shilas. And she said in a squeaky voice, Shanoimana, she changed her clothes, v'asla kamei d'Ruchia. She came in front of Ruchia as though she's a woman in the community asking a shila. It's really his wife. But I guess he didn't look too carefully when women came, and I guess he was careful not, you know. And she did a good job of, you know, camouflaging her identity. And she asked her husband, he didn't know it was his wife, the following shaila. Amra, it's a mifkada priya verivya. Is a woman obligated to have children? Amar Allah. And the rabbi said, my dear precious congregant, no, women are not obligated to have children. Va'azla, so she went ahead, after she heard her husband say this, she went ahead and she drank this kosher liqueur. She drank this. She took this medicine to sterilize herself. Azla ishtiya samade akarta. L'safik loy milse. At the end, he found out that it was his wife who asked him, and she did this, and he was so sad. Amar la ichu yaladit lichada karsachris. I wish I could have had another set of twins. I wish you wouldn't have done that. And I wish. Okay, that's the Gemara. Comes the Ritva and says, what was this woman's situation for which she... I mean, I don't know what the Gemara is telling us. Does that mean that it was okay that what she did? Not okay what she did? He didn't accuse her of saying, oh, you Avera girl, my wife, you did a terrible thing. He just said, I wish I had more children. He sort of, you know, it's mutter, right? Says the Ritva. What was her situation? Why did she try to get this heter? The Gemara says she had a tsar later, right? Says the Ritva, perish tsar below sakana. There was no danger. It was just that she was in pain. D'ilo, because if there was sakana, if she had, let's say, gestational diabetes, and it would be a sakana for her to have more children, afilu mifkada priya v'rivya, elecha davar shomi v'fnei pikach nefesh. Even if she has a mitzvah purvu, then if she is at risk of gestational diabetes that could be life-threatening to her, she wouldn't have to get pregnant. Nafkamina, says the Ritva, nafkamina l'gabe ha'ish shehu osil akers atzmo, let's say a man wants to take this medication. He has Puruvu, but he has a lot of tsar. Let's say he has tsar tashmish. He has terrible tzar. When the zera shoots out, it causes him. There's something, I don't know. He has some issues with his tubing. He has some plumbing problems, and it causes him terrible pain. So is he allowed to take this medication? Ain't lo akiras atzmai de sam. But if he would have tzar, he wouldn't be allowed to do it. Tzar wouldn't be a heter. But if it would be a sakana, it would be mutter. So this is the Ritva telling us that there's a woman. If there's tzar, then that's enough. Since she doesn't have Puruvu, Tsar is sufficient for her to take the medication. I think that's probably the source for the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says at least if a woman has Tsar, having children, whatever the kind of Tsar is, even emotional Tsar we saw, even if she doesn't want to, the Mashal said, even if she doesn't want to bring children like this into the world, that kind of Tsar is sufficient for her to sterilize herself through taking a pill or a medication. But a man, that wouldn't be sufficient. That wouldn't be sufficient. If a man had terrible tsar, since he has a mitzvah of puruvu, he wouldn't be able to take this pill. Okay? So let me just... That's the end of today's shiur.